Chapter 4. Carl looked out of the plane window. It was very dark and rainy. It was a small airport with only one or two other planes. But there were three police cars near the airport building. "I don't understand," he said quietly in Harold's ear. "Why are we here?" Harold looked worried. "Don't ask me," he whispered back. "Ask them."
"No, thanks."
Carl looked at the hijackers. The young air hostess was still standing at the front of the plane with her machine gun. One of the young men, also with a machine gun, was standing at the back of the plane. The other hijacker was in the captain's cabin. All the passengers sat very quietly in their seats. A bell rang, and a man's voice spoke.
"Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. This plane is ours now, and you are our prisoners. We do not want to hurt you, but as you can see, we have our guns and we know how to shoot. So please, sit quietly in your seats and do what we say. We will be here for 1 or 2 hours. The government of this country has two of our brothers in a prison near this airport. We are asking the government to bring our two brothers to this plane. When our brothers are free, you will be free. We think this will take 1 or 2 hours, but not very long. As you know, the Prime Minister of this country is only a woman. She will do what we say. So do not worry. Just sit very still and wait a little while. Good night."
Carl looked at Harold. "Oh, dear," he whispered. "I think we're in trouble, my young friend. Big trouble." Harold agreed. "We certainly are. The government won't set those two men free. They tried to put a bomb on a plane last year, didn't they, sir? They're in prison for 30 years.
"I know," Carl whispered. "No one could set them free. So what about us?"
"What about you, you mean?" whispered Harold.
"I'm not important. Look, sir, you'd better give me your passport."
"What?
Why?"
"Shh." Harold put his hand on the older man's arm and stopped talking. Carl looked up and saw the young air hostess staring at them. Her machine gun was pointing at them too. He stopped talking and looked out of the window. After a few minutes, she stopped watching them.
"Give me the passport, sir,"
Harold whispered very quietly. Very slowly and carefully, Carl took it out of his pocket and gave it to him. There was still some coffee in Carl's cup. Very carefully, Harold put the passport on his tray and poured the coffee onto it. When the passport was very wet, he tore it slowly into little pieces. He was a strong young man, and because the passport was wet, it did not make a sound. Then one by one, he put the pieces of wet paper into his mouth and ate them. In 10 minutes, the passport had disappeared.
"I don't understand," whispered Carl. "Why did you do that?" "You'll see," whispered Harold. "But when they ask questions, let me answer, sir, okay? You say nothing."
"Okay."
Carl looked away out of the window. A large black car was just driving up to the airport building.